Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Padres have not won a game since last Wednesday.
Wow, that's right.
Two off days and a sweep by the Mariners will do that.
That'll do it.
But here's the good news. They haven't lost any ground to the Dodgers over that time. In fact, they actually gained a half game yesterday. Dodgers got swept by the Angels over the weekend and then lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks in the opener to a series last night. And they did not look good last night.
No, they did not. It was the only game on. Relax, Dodger fans. I would have watched it anyway. But I also watched the Reds game before that, so settle down. Yeah, they looked terrible. They looked terrible. And it started basically with the first batter of the game hitting a lazy fly ball to center field that Haesung Kim didn't see. And Teoscar Hernandez, fresh off the IL, hauled ass over to center field because I think he realized, I don't think he sees it. But Haesung Kim did not give him the arms wide open Creed style, looking up like Andy Dufresne going, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? He did not do that, which is the universal signal for, I have no idea where this ball is. Help me. And you could see.
It's a different culture. He's coming from a different culture. They may have different non-verbal cues as to how you communicate. I don't see this thing. Help.
Yeah.
Help.
You. And Teoscar was a little peeved, you could tell.
You know, it's the that time of day.
Well, it was
light sky. Sometimes can be one of the hardest times to pick up a fly ball around.
They said it.
You know,
they said it on the broadcast.
6, 7 p.m. this time of year.
Now, the broadcast in and of itself, it was on, what, MLB Network?
Even the camera
last night?
Guy couldn't find it. Yeah. He was, like, all over the place.
Then you had Muncy kick one around. You had Edmund boo to throw on. I mean, they just look sloppy. They look sloppy.
But and that's again, not their issue. Their issue is pitching.
Their issue is pitching. Now, the interesting thing to me was I did not listen to the Joe Davis, Oral Hershiser, whoever was on last night. It was the Arizona Diamondbacks broadcast. And so to hear it from their perspective was interesting. Now, again, don't shoot the messenger. You can get mad at them. I don't even know who was calling the game, Ben. I don't even know who's on the broadcast. But I was listening to them. We announced yesterday that Landon Knack was going to be the starter because that's what Dave Roberts had originally said. Landon Knack will start the game.
The Dodgers announced
The Dodgers
that,
did. Yes. Yeah, and then we reported it. And the Diamondbacks apparently were on the plane studying the tendencies of one Landon Knack. And then Dave Roberts, the last possible second, switches it up and goes to the lefty, and his name is Jack Dreyer, who's been pretty good for them. And again, probably should have been out of that inning, you know, without the errors. And so Dreyer now is a lefty. So you could tell they were a little bit peeved. They were a little bit kind of like, oh, here we go. Dave's being cute. Last possible minute.
Go Dave Roberts.
Switches up the lineup. And now, like, Tim Tawa is in center and not Alec. Alec, the left.
Thomas.
Thomas. Yeah. So now they're rejiggering what they need to do, right? And so you could tell they were a little like, huh, okay, yeah, it's kind of typical. And they got guys playing kind of out of position. Tommy Edman was fresh off the IL, and they had him at second base instead of center field, and Hyesung Kim at second because Edman's ankle, you know, is a little bit bulky. He's coming off the IL. And, you know, I think Dodger fans, rightfully so, were like, well, if Tommy Edman is a go, then he's a go. Put him back in center where he belongs. Or, by the way, put, like, the best, the guy that's become the best, one of the best players in baseball, Andy Páez, in center. You know, you understand you need to give guys days off and things like that. But, you know, you've got a center fielder on your bench. They got a little cutesy last night. It did come back to bite them. But, hey, man, they got pretty cute last year, and they ended up winning a World Series. So Dodger fans were kind of upset with the result. Shohei did go bridge. Mookie, who has not had a good season at all, hit two bombs, seemed to be locked in. But, yeah, their pitching is it's horrific. It's horrific.
It's kind of stunning to look at the names. I mean, you know, things went well for the Dodgers. You'd never be seeing Jack Dreyer or Matt Sauer,
right,
who pitched the last couple of innings. Knack ended up pitching actually the bulk of the game.
He kind of came in and
he threw five innings in the middle of the game. So their studying wasn't in complete vain. And you could say, well, isn't the idea of a manager is to give your team an edge? And if you can do that by switching out the pitcher, you know, late and surprising the other team, why don't all teams do that all the time?
You could also make up stories about players and stuff and go to national media and have them carry your water for you violent throws over into the dugout. All kinds of stuff to get an edge.
I think most managers, and again, it worked for Dave Roberts last year. It worked in the playoffs. But most managers see, where does that game end? All right, if I start doing it, then my opponent starts doing it, then we're all just dealing with, you know, just a bag of surprises all year long. And we've turned this long 162-game season into none of us can really prepare because they're going to switch their starting pitcher within 2 hours before game time. So none of us can get into the routines that are so vital to surviving a Major League Baseball season. Every single team kind of needs those routines to survive a Major League Baseball season. So when you go against the norms, and if it's just once or twice, you know, clearly sometimes a pitcher comes up with something later in the day, you have to make a switch. But if you make a habit of it where you're doing that, there's really no, that's Pandora's box that you're opening up in baseball, that no one really wants to go there in terms of that kind of gamesmanship constantly throughout a very long, grueling season.
Yeah, no question. And again, you know, Dave didn't do anything wrong per se, but they did make it a point to say, one of the broadcasters was like, I was on the plane. You know, we had the lineup ready to go against the righty Knack. Lineup needed to be switched, and everybody wanted to, we're studying everything. And again, they ended up using those tendencies from Landon Knack anyway, because he did pitch the bulk middle innings there. But you got to prepare for something different. You had to change your lineup, and it paid off. Tim Tawa had a couple of knocks and made a couple of really nice catches in center. So, you know, no harm, no foul. But yeah, it was something that they noticed, and, you know, kind of made a big deal. Not a big deal, but they definitely mentioned it on the broadcast, and it was interesting. And again, man, having guys out of position or, you know, hoping that these guys are able to fill those roles, it didn't seem like that's what the Dodgers' plan was this season. But remember, Teoscar just got back. Edman got back. They're going to be fine. They still hit home runs. They're a prodigious offense. Didn't have it last night, but can they prevent runs? The defense was bad and the pitching was bad. That's not a good recipe for success. But I think Snell's progressing. Glasnow's throwing. Like, make no mistake, they will hit a streak where they win 15 in a row, you know, at some point. So you got to make sure you're in a good spot, too.
So, yeah, the Dodgers aren't bad. I don't think anyone's trying to make that
argument.
They're
playing poorly.
But they're just not special the way that I think they anticipated, and quite frankly, a lot
everybody
of us
else,
anticipated they would be. If you look at the National League standings, just the entire league standings right now, the Phillies all of a sudden have the best record in the National League, just out of kind of nowhere. You know, haven't really been making a lot of waves this year, but they beat the Rockies 9-3. Kyle Schwarber hit his 300th career home run yesterday. So they're now 29-18, 11 games above 500. The Dodgers, 29-19, 10 games above 500. The Mets, 29-19, 10 games above 500. The Padres, 27-18, 9 games above 500. The Cubs, 28-20, 8 games above 500. The Giants, 28-20, eight games above 500. The Cubs and Giants both lost yesterday. The Giants, who have been taking advantage of the Padres and Dodgers losing over the weekend to gain some ground. They lost to the Royals 3-1 as Vinny Pasquantino hit a two-run home run to break a scoreless tie in the eighth inning. Cubs lost to the Marlins on a walk-off two-run triple by Jesus Sanchez 8-7. And the team that has just jumped out of nowhere now to be in that same group with a 27-21 record, St. Louis Cardinals, who won again. They've won 13 of 15 now after they beat the Tigers, a really good team, 11-4, survived a rain delay. They came out of a rain delay firing with like five runs.
What is happening in St. Louis, man? This is, it's mind-boggling to
me. You know, Nolan Arenado's being asked to move down in the lineup.
He asked to move down. They didn't ask him. He went to the skipper and said, I'm hitting like ass. The guys above me deserve to be moved up, and they moved him. And they said, yeah, okay, wherever you feel more comfortable. I thought that was a pretty savvy veteran move by him.
Yeah, there's currently 10 teams in the National League with winning records, starting with the Reds at a game above 500. The Braves have now climbed above 500 at 24-23. Diamondbacks aren't going to go anywhere. You can tell they're a good team.
Bro, they've Geraldo Perdomo hitting in the nine spot for them. I watched that lineup last night. I went, oh, my God. I mean, they still got, you know, there's still those guys like Pavin Smith, but even he's off to a pretty good start this year, Benny. That lineup is nasty, dude. It's nasty. And Brandon Pfaadt was unbelievable. And they're, you know, I don't know how their bullpen's doing, but Pfaadt was great. And you look at their 1-9, and you got an all-star playing shortstop, hitting in the nine hole for you. They're going to be tough.
Now, remember, only six of those 10 teams that I just mentioned can make the playoffs at the end of the year.
No doubt.
There's going to be some good teams that don't make it to October. Some really decent, solid teams. Obviously, we hope the Padres aren't one of them, but no one's really separated themselves out now. Not the Dodgers, not the Mets, not the Padres, not the Phillies, not the Cubs. They've all had good stretches and not so great stretches now here early in the season, and now they're all jumbled. Those teams all within, you know, a game and a half in the standings at the top of the National League. It is truly, nothing has changed almost since opening day at this point.
You're right. And it's weird. Does it feel like May to anyone? As much as I'm looking at the standings and watching what the Giants and the D-backs and Dodgers are doing every night, it certainly doesn't feel like May. I don't have the sense internally, Ben, that I'm like, oh, you know, what do they always say? You know, evaluate us. You know, after 80 games, it's wild. We're evaluating this team on a daily basis because, you know, you feel like you can't afford 3, 4, 5, 6 game skids with the incredible teams that are in the NL right now.
And
last night I'm sitting there rooting, like I bet on the Cubs, but I was rooting for the Marlins because I need the Cubs to lose. You know, we want these teams.
Come on, Marlins.
It made me proud last night.
And well, you're right. You know, standings, you know, watching the standings day to day at this point
it's
of the
insanity.
Season is doesn't matter. What doesn't matter is like a game here, a game there, but the overall trend of the standings is very important. And the overall trend right now is that there are 9 or 10 really decent teams in the National League. Now, you know, there'll be injuries, things will change as the summer goes on, but you've got to keep an eye on all of these teams now and how they're trending over the next few months to see who you're really competing against for postseason spots at the end of the year.
Okay. Caitlin just crushed it. It's like she's a host on this show. She said, what is with all of this Juan Soto drama? And I said, well, how did you know what we were going to talk about today? It's insane. We want to do it here. We want to save it.
Let's save it. We will get to it at the bottom of the hour. We got Don't Do This coming up next. Woods, youth baseball or youth softball gone nuts.
Youth parents, man. Mm.
And I have a PGA Tour golfer forced to apologize for his temper tantrum outburst at the PGA Championship.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Oh.
It was not you. We'll get to that coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Before we get to traffic, though, I want to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. I still get on the scale every morning just to make sure that I have maintained my weight loss. I have. Over 2 years now, I started the program 2 summers ago, almost 2 years ago this month, and I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, which was great. It's awesome. I mean, that's the hard part. You get through the first 2 months, but I'd lost weight before. I'd always gained it back, especially over the next year, year and a half. This time it's been different. Thanks to the SDFatLoss.com program that relies on real food, I was able to follow their maintenance plan, and that has helped me keep the weight off this entire time. It is an absolute difference maker for me. It can be a difference maker for you. Find out how you can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days by setting up a free consultation at sdfatloss.com. You'll find out about the program, how you don't need to take any injections or drugs, you don't need to buy any shakes or bars, and you don't need to exercise to lose weight. Just real food, eating at the right times, the right quantities. Follow it for a couple of months and reset your metabolism. Helps you keep the weight off for good like it has for me. Please give it a try. And if you do it now in the month of May, it's not too late to take advantage of their spring special, $200 off before summer really hits. So do it today. Go to SDFatLoss.com. Get that free consultation. SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Don't do it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Got some Padres tickets to give away here in just a couple of minutes. First, though, DDT is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Golf is a frustrating sport, I should know. I have played for over 40 years, and it's been mostly frustrating for the 40 years. Got a little too frustrating for Wyndham Clark, a former U.S. Open champion, was, I think, like 3 over par, PGA championship this weekend on the 16th tee box, and you can see his shot. They have the tracer, and it just starts sailing to the right, you know, big, long slice, you know, way off track, and he got really frustrated. He turned around, though, and absolutely Happy Gilmore style, chucked his driver as like hard as he could at the back of the tee box, and it flew into some of the signage, created a hole in the signage, nearly hit one of the volunteers and the track man that was, you know, doing all the stats behind it. The driver snapped off. He threw it in the trash and did finish, obviously, his round without that club.
Just with a three wood.
He is apologizing.
Who was it?
Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark.
Major champion,
Is he a hothead by nature?
I didn't realize if he was. I had not seen any outbursts like this in the past. He did issue an apology for his rage, but he should expect, according to PGA Tour insiders, a hefty fine. Now, they don't publicize the fines, but that kind of behavior is probably going to come with a serious price tag for Wyndham Clark. It's dangerous to throw a club like that. He threw it hard.
Like winged it.
Like, just absolutely chucked it as hard as he could.
Damn you, people. Back to your shanties. How am I supposed to chip? Sports rage is all the rage right now.
Yeah.
Leading us to our next story out of Astoria, Oregon. Adults, again, behaving badly in youth sports. A tale as old as time. Girl comes up to the plate. Brinley Stevens. She is an 11-year-old softball player from Astoria, Oregon. Smokes a line drive. And then this happened. Now, I'll tell you, she's 5'10" in fifth grade. And, you know, listen, that's going to happen. You're going to – some kids hit their growth spurts early and they're tall and it happens. And this is what happened. You can hear the coach did not like that line drive at all and panicked, and this happened.
I want to see birth certificates when this game's done.
I want to see birth certificates or this game's done, as he is – out of the dugout, across the first baseline, yelling.
Screaming.
There was a bit of a hubbub, brouhaha. This poor girl is just sitting there like, what did I do? All I did was get a base knock here. And the parents in the stands, rightfully, were giving it to him. He turns around, flips them the bird. Was not a great scene. They had a little audio from young Brinley as well.
I want to see birth certificates when this game's done.
It was like scary, them like coming at me,
yeah.
And I was just looking at him like, what the heck is going on? We were upset, but we took it to the association and hoping that they do better and reprimand him, hold him accountable for his actions.
So one assistant coach has been suspended for the year and another was suspended for 10 days with probation for the year. The tournament organizer said, we're still investigating the incident. The player did nothing wrong. She's just tall and skilled for her age. It's embarrassing, dude. It's absolutely embarrassing.
This guy's humiliated.
As he should be.
Yeah.
As he should be. It's something that obviously I fear. And I don't want to get into it with another coach in front of the kids. I never have. And hopefully I never will. You know, it's not something that I want to. It's not healthy for the kids. And they said something to the effect,
there will be something. I don't know if it's going to be with another coach or a parent. It's coming.
It's coming. There's no question.
It's inevitable.
I will say, and Caitlin asked, WTF is wrong with people. And this is horrible, what this guy did. I do think parents tend to get over emotional sometimes when they see their kids looking very small compared to someone who's very big, and they feel frightened. I think it's fear that causes people to get angry like that.
It's fear and it's ego, too.
I'm sure there's some ego to it, but I think he probably worked himself up going, this isn't fair. My kid's out here with this girl who, you know, should be playing with bigger, older girls, and it's not safe for my... I'm sure he got himself worked up that way. What he did, of course, was entirely inappropriate and unacceptable.
Yeah.
This girl did nothing wrong. She's just tall. She's just tall for her age.
And according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, 70% of kids quit playing organized sports by age 13 because of the pressure from adults who they say make the games stop being fun. It's interesting, man, the way the parents' mind works. And just as an aside, we have our last Little League game tonight, and you know, I've loved it. My kids are incredible. We've had a great season. We don't keep score, right? We're not keeping score yet. We've demolished some teams and had some fun, and my guys have played really well. I heard that the president of the league is getting emails from other parents about how it's not fair. But I can't for the life of me imagine sitting down, cracking my knuckles, going to my Yahoo account and writing the commissioner, this team we played was too good. Nobody's 12. You know, they're all the same age. Some of them are bigger. Some of them are smaller. You got kids on other teams that are younger playing up. That happens. it's okay. Like, it's, you know what? Like, your kid getting his or her ass kicked on the field sometimes, it's actually really good for him. You know, it actually is.
In every league, at every level, whether the kids are 6 or 18 or whether it's professionals, someone has to be the best team and someone has to be the worst
100%.
Team. And you can't avoid that. That's the reality of team sports.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You can't get mad every time you're not the best team.
Kevin, our buddy who we play against in the chat, says that's why the Tier 1s got promoted last year, because people were mad that we were too good in the lower division. So we took it like a champion. We've lost 5 in a row. And it's good for us. It's good for us. Like, I hate it. I hate losing.
Well, that happens in soccer a lot. You know, teams that play well in the lower divisions get promoted.
Yes.
But they're not good enough for the upper division, so they get relegated. And then they go back to dominating the division again. And then they get promoted. And then they get relegated again. They're just kind of right on the line of which league they should be in.
You know what I haven't done? Text the commissioner. This league's too hard. Cause we're getting our ass handed to us. But we're wearing it. Like, we're wearing it. We continue to try. We want to get better.
Next Sunday, if somebody's shoving against us, I'm going to be like, I need to see a birth certificate.
I need a birth certificate. Did you play pro ball? I think it's allowed. Like, it's, you just wear it. Some days you're the bug. Some days you're the windshield. It happens.
Finally, we got a story with a doo-doo this happy ending.
DD mega doo-doo.
Starts with a don't do this, though. A viral video on social media showed some Knicks fans celebrating their series victory over the Boston Celtics. They were on the streets of New York, and they ran into a Indiana Pacers fan. You know, New York has fans of all stripes, and he was wearing his Tyrese Halliburton jersey. They're about to face now the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
He was in New York?
He was in New
wearing
York.
Wearing a Pacers jersey.
Well, yeah, but they weren't playing the Pacers at the time.
They were getting ready to.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that was the same night that then the Knicks had beaten the Celtics to advance. They decided, let's give this guy a hard time.
A New York welcome.
And they started heckling him, and then they started pelting him with bags of garbage. His name is Hans Perez. He went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday.
Like, of course, I don't condone that, but like, don't walk into Yankee Stadium in a Red Sox jersey.
All right. But it's not, I mean, so you can never wear your own, if you leave your city and go to New York, you can never support your team again?
Look,
because
I've already had, we had people in the chat this morning going, I wouldn't wear that Phillies gear. I wouldn't wear your Padres gear in Philly. I go,
absolutely not.
But if they're not playing, let's say they weren't playing the Padres. You can't ever wear any other team's gear in Philly.
Look like a moron.
There's Dodger people in full Dodgers uniforms at every friggin' game at Petco.
Right.
They don't get pelted with trash.
And they shouldn't. So anyway, he told his story. He's a firefighter, Pacers, lifelong Pacers fan. Tyrese Halliburton heard about the story,
so cool.
And he has invited Hans Perez
to
be his guest for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
So
when it comes
badass.
Really cool.
To Indianapolis. Going to fly him back to Indy, host him at the game, so he can enjoy and cheer for Tyrese in person against the New York Knicks in Indiana, which is
Let me ask you this.
Cool move.
Worth getting pelted with to have the star player fly you out.
I think so. And by the way, Halliburton has been the surprise star of this postseason, both on the court and now off the court.
He's
with this move
out.
As well. He has really upped his value essentially during this postseason and increased his Q rating, I would say, among NBA circles. Already a great player, but now he's really coming into his own. And that is don't and do this for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we talk about all the drama that took place at Fenway Park, both with the manager of the Red Sox and an outfielder for the Mets, going to give away some tickets for the Padres-Marlins game next Tuesday. If you'd like to show up and get one of the hoodies, the military hoodies they're giving away, be the fifth caller right now at 833-288-0973. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. It's the Padres-Marlins on May 27th. Hoodies are back. First 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a free Padres military hoodie. And for the first time ever, the hoodie will feature a print similar to the Salute to Service Sunday jerseys. Get your tickets at Padres.com/tickets. All right, we'll come back, talk about the drama in Boston with Juan Soto and Alex Cora coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, but first of all, listen, we just did Don't Do This. Don't spend your life living with constant pain in your joints. Do call QC Kinetics today. This will change your life dramatically, just like it did for me. I'm off to the gym as soon as the show's over today. I'm trying to lift heavier weights every single week. I couldn't even imagine that I'd be able to do this 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, whenever it was that I went into QC Kinetics, been talking about them for a long time. Will carry this message for as long as they will have me, because it has been such a life changer for me. So if you're living with joint pain, your knees, your shoulders, your hips, your back, anything like that, mine was my wrists. You guys know it well. Went into QC Kinetics, regenerative cell therapy, restored the tissue in my very, very painful to the touch wrists. And it's just been a total game changer for me. Back playing baseball, playing golf, doing all the things that I love to do, playing the guitar, able to play with my kids every single day. Listen, if your life is miserable, you can call QC Kinetics. At least get a free consultation from them. 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. Get back to summer. Is like, we can see it knocking on the door. It's going to be so beautiful, so much to do in our amazing city. Don't be off the bike. Don't be off the golf course. Don't be out of the water because of your joint pain. Call QC Kinetics today. Get this thing going right now. 619-614-PAIN. Let them know when you call that Woodsy sent you. It's QC Kinetics.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sorry, everybody else who's calling in. Might have another chance tomorrow to win some Padres Marlins tickets. Of course, Padres are in Toronto, but the drama right now in the AL East centers around Boston, both with the home team, and we'll get to Alex Cora in just a minute.
So interesting.
And the heat he was taking from Boston radio. Yep. And the visiting team, the New York Mets, who are in Boston this week to take on the Red Sox, and Juan Soto, who has been in the headlines. In fact, quite a few. One of them was shared by our boss, Adam Klug, on an email thread to all the hosts and producers at 97.3 The Fan. And one of our colleagues actually responded to it. It's the story that Juan Soto is essentially unhappy with the New York Mets. That according to Michael Kay, you know, who's a Yankees broadcaster and New York host, Michael Kay says he's very, very glum. He's talked to people with the Mets. They deny it, but Juan Soto's kind of moping and frowny, and he wishes he had stayed with the Yankees and not gone to the New York Mets, and you can tell by his body language.
The old body language now, experts, yep.
Yeah, you know, he's not off to the hottest of starts, although the Mets have gotten off to a good start as a team. Juan Soto is not off to the best of starts. It was then compounded yesterday when after, I think, he grounded into a double play, I think, in his previous at-bat. In the sixth inning, hit a high, deep fly to left at Fenway that he kind of waited for a second and admired, but it didn't go over the Green Monster, and he ended up with a long, long single off the monster, and Mets fans were unhappy. Even manager Carlos Mendoza said, I'll talk to him about making sure he's hustling out of the box on plays like that. So Juan Soto is certainly at the center of a New York controversy.
Again, by the way, his Savant page looks like a murder scene. It's all red.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
It's all red. I mean, it looks like a murder
scene. As Juan Soto's Savant pages usually look like. Yeah. And on that email thread that was started by Adam, had a couple of responses by one Tony Gwynn Jr., who I love this.
I loved it, too.
Because we have Tony actually on the line from Toronto with us. He responded to Adam and said, I'm sorry, this article is ridiculous.
Then,
second thought, maybe not.
And then
I'm back to my original stance. This article is ridiculous.
Tony, are you running for office? Why the why the flip-flop?
You know, that was a real-life experience, right?
Yeah.
I read the article. And then I got downstairs and I was expressing my dislike for it. And then Jesse kind of gave me his opinion on it.
Of course he does.
and then I initially kind of, all right, well, I'm going to reread it again, because if my guy Jesse's telling me this, then, you know, maybe I need to try to look at it from different. So I read it again this morning with fresh of anything. Like, I just kind of removed myself from it and I just came away with my original thought. Like, you know, I personally get tired of the rat race, man.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's opinion seems to have to matter, right? And if that article, in particular, one we're talking about, wasn't, if it just went with the facts, nobody would have read it, right? The facts in that particular article we read was that, you know, Soto didn't, he had agreed to do the mic'd up thing, and then he changed his mind.
Yep.
Okay, but that's not all that exciting. Like, we see guys do that all the time. And it's just like, whether it's Twitter, whether it's TV, it's just like all these opinions just flying out there. It's just too much sometimes.
Jesse's done that to me before. I will text him something in a fervor, hoping that he will agree with me. And then it's like,
that's kind of where I was at.
He like slaps me down, and then I have like tail between my legs, and I'm like, all right, you're right. And then I'm like, and then I do the same thing. I'm like, no, I'm going to go with my gut here, man. He did the same thing with me. I will say this about the whole Juan Soto situation. You know, look, there's the two sides of the fence where, hey, man, you made your bed. It's a very luxurious bed. You're going to get a lot of money. And, you know, you just go play ball and you're going to be fine. Man, when I saw the response he got in New York, who rented him for a year, right? He was there for only a season, took them to the World Series, played pretty well in the playoffs, had some really, really big hits.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, and then he tipped his cap, you know, and I've never heard boos like that at Yankee Stadium. I mean, not even for like for Pedro Martinez. Like, it was as bad as I've ever heard it. And I thought to myself, he's going to get worn out in right field. And he did. I thought, that's got to get to a guy. It just does. It has to get to a guy. And I can absolutely understand why he was like, no, man, I don't feel like talking anymore about the Yankees and Aaron Judge. I think I'm going to pass on it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I feel like we've heard boos like this before. You know, I think the only difference is, as a matter of fact, I don't know if there's a difference. I just think we're in the moment, and so now we're reacting to the moment.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Juan Soto has not been himself all season long. And at least initially, all we were talking about when we talked about Juan Soto was that he was struggling. But so now we have a three-game set in New York in which he doesn't play. He continues not to play well. He has a really bad series. And the human element is wearing on him, right? He's a little pouty a little bit. He's kind of in his own feelings. But that isn't different than anything else that we see. Like, it wasn't that long ago where people were saying Tati's body language
yep.
looked all crazy and wasn't that right, right? Don't hear anything about him. This is how, you know, it goes when you are in the fire of playing games, right? You would love to just wake up every morning, know you got to do these certain things, do those things, but that's just not how it is. You don't like sucking. No one likes sucking. And so sometimes that bleeds out into, you know, appearances of whatever. That does not then mean that, oh, the moment in New York at Yankee Stadium was too big for him. He was struggling before. I'm sure he wanted to go in there and have a good series, and he didn't. They gave it to him. And credit to Yankee fans, man. They do what they always do
yeah.
when a guy like that comes into town. They wear him out.
They now, wore him out.
He would have loved he would have loved to have had a series in which he could shut him up and do the Soto thing, but That's just not where it's at. He'll have another opportunity at some point.
By the way, most players would happily suck with an 815 OPS. I know right. Juan can do a lot better than that, but it's not like he's right. not like he's the worst player in baseball or anything like that. Right. Tony, I want it because you just mentioned the body language thing. And to me, that's my pet peeve. Fans, media, we have to stop trying to read the body language, especially of baseball players, over 162-game season. It's one of the most ridiculous things where we try to interpret someone's deepest emotions by watching how they walk out to the field. And in San Diego, we should have learned our lesson long ago. Juan Soto has his own body language. So does Luis Arraez. So does Manny Machado. So does Fernando Tatis Jr.
And it all does Jackson Merrill. I mean,
it all
for
looks
real.
Different, and it's okay. I mean, it's all right that they can all be their own people and have different body language. And you were an athlete. You had to be out there in the spotlight. I mean, I just can't even imagine if someone was trying to interpret my body language every single day.
I do it to him every day. And if that was the case, we'd never win a game, you know, his body language.
I think we all watch sports a lot of times to kind of remove ourselves from our regular daily grinds. And so we pick up on things like that, or we think we pick up on things like that. But the reality is, When you are out on the field, and even in our regular job, right, there are certain days you wake up and you don't feel like yourself, right? You're not in the best mood. You're a little grouchy. Those things, you know, as much as we try to like mask them, they occasionally pop out, and that's okay. That's kind of how it works. And in the baseball realm, where you know you're under the microscope every single day, you got cameras, you know, picking up even the smallest little things. I think we have to stop kind of taking a segment of, not even a segment, seconds of time, and then applying that in a bigger mask. And I just think I just think the way we cover it now, only it kind of lends itself to that at times. You know, we've got more access than we've ever had. And I think sometimes the human element gets lost in all this. It doesn't then mean, though, that sometimes body language isn't shown. I mean, it definitely can be, but I think we are in a spot now where we are rushing to try to make a judgment all the time in those spots.
Tony, enjoy Toronto. Have a good broadcast, and we will see you when you get back home next week.
Thank you, fellas. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, buddy.
Tony Gwynn Jr., you'll hear him today with Bob Scanlon on the radio broadcast here on 97.3 The Fan, 407 First Pitch against the Toronto Blue Jays. Our Jesse Agler, who will be with us in less than an hour, going to be on the television broadcast side for tonight's game. All right, we're going to check traffic. We'll react a little bit more to Juan Soto and then talk about why Alex Cora is also in the fan and media torture chamber in Boston this week, coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. And I think the funny thing, Woods, is yes, Juan Soto is hitting .246. He's off to a slow start. Probably would have gotten off to a slow start with the Yankees. It probably has nothing to do with the fact that he's playing for the Mets. And guess who would have been the hardest on him? Yankees fans.
Oh,
if he had been struggling at the plate, they would not have given him a pass just because he had signed a $700 million contract with them instead of New York. They'd be tearing him to shreds right now either way, he's on their team or on the other team in New York. They'd be tearing him to shreds. He can't win. Juan Soto cannot win.
He cannot win. I mean, honestly, man, if he hits, the only way for him to win is to hit 375 with 48 home runs and 138 RBI and the World Series. And to know that every year, gnarly, man. Again, you know, this guy has faced an immense amount of pressure in his career. A lot of it imposed. I mean, you turned down 440 from the Nats. Everyone laughed at him. Everybody roundly mocked him. Padres fans, Nationals fans, national media. Guys like, all right, how about I parlay this and do $300 million more? He bet on himself. He won. And now he's got to live with those expectations, playing in New York, playing across the street from the team he took to the World Series. It's great. I told my wife the other day, I go, the interesting thing is this, is that in the Steinbrenner era, there's no way he puts on a Met uniform. There's just no chance. I think Yankee fans are pissed about that. There's no way. There's no way.
Taking it out on Soto.
There's no way George Steinbrenner goes, yeah, go ahead. No chance.
I don't know that there's any big dollar baseball player that can win for an extended period of time.
You're absolutely right. Manny will never.
At some point, even Aaron Judge, who is winning right now.
Oh, he'll get his.
But at some point, he's going to be older and overpaid, and he will start hearing it.
No, you know, because when you sign for that much,
he already does. But when you sign for that much money, there's no winning. There's temporary reprieves from the constant judgment and disappointment of fans that you're not living up to your big contract, because for a month or two you are. And then you're not again,
and then you're just
wearing it constantly as an athlete. And you know what? And they get paid for that. That's part of what they get paid for.
It's part of the to soften the blow. They make a lot of money, man. Aaron Judge makes a ton of money. Juan Soto makes a ton of money.
Now, managers, they make okay money, but they certainly don't make the kind of money that superstar players do. And I thought this was an interesting story that involved Alex Cora on the other side of the dugout.
Saw this yesterday. Some Boston Red Sox fans were tweeting out about a guy named Felger?
Oh, yes.
Felger. I don't know what his show is. I don't know who he works for. But I listened to this audio, and they're like, oh, Felger's at it again. So I go, ooh, what did they say about Red Sox skipper Alex Cora?
So the graduation was 10. They were,
Pause. His daughter graduated college yesterday. I believe college at BC. And it's apparently 4 miles down the road from Fenway Park, and this is what they're saying.
So the graduation was 10. They were, I believe, done by noon, which means you have a nice big party in the middle of the day, and he's not going to be at the game?
You could even show up a little late.
That is crazy. That, to me, is crazy. It's one thing for the players who, as part of the union and the CBA, get, you know, paternity leaves and personal leaves and all this, which is a whole nother story, but this is like a manager.
If you wanted to take a million photos with your family, stuff your face, you should at the latest be done by 3:30.
It's crazy.
So he took the day off entirely. He took the entire day off for his daughter's graduation. Game was at 6:40, whatever.
Right. Night game.
Night game. They went out, they did this for like an hour. Back and forth on.
That's crazy to me.
That's crazy to me too.
That they spent more than 30 seconds on this topic.
And they warm out pretty good throughout the course of the day. Do they have a case?
No.
I don't think so either.
I mean, if the Red Sox...
Like, logistically, and, yes, you have a case.
If the Red Sox went out and played, looked incompetent and rudderless because Alex Cora's leadership was missing maybe, but Red Sox won the game.
They won the game.
They won the game 3-1. Managers, they don't do that much during the game. Sorry,
save,
Mike.
Save that for a couple weeks.
They do a lot of work. Oh, spring training, getting the team ready, setting the tone. In the game, the bench coach, anybody can make the same decisions. Yeah. It's not constantly pulling the trigger on... You're not a play caller in the NFL.
Right. Yeah, the offensive coordinator, whatnot. He got dragged. But
I think they went over the top.
Helps when they win.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back. We got 2 hours left, including Jesse Agler. Take on Woods ahead. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.